Today's daf is Shabbos daf Kuf Mem Ches. We are 9 lines from the bottom of daf Kuf Mem Zayin Omid Beis, the two dots. Avoloi Miskarin. Today's daf is being learned as a schus refuah shleima for Shlomo ben Sar Aliza. So the Mishnah had mentioned many halachos, all related, of course, to Hilchas Shabbos. One of the halachos the Mishnah said was Veloi Miskarin. You're not allowed to scrape something off your body on Shabbos. Ok, the Mishnah, what does this mean? Tanu Rabbanan, in Geirin, b'migareres b'Shabbos. It's referring to a specific tool that you're not allowed to scrape things off your body with. Reb Shimon Gamliel said, "Hayu raglov miluchloches betitu betzaya." If your feet were very dirty, there was mud or there was saya geir kedarkei, then you are allowed to use this migareres for any chayshish. And you don't have to worry about it. Meaning it would seem that there's no real isser by scraping this item or the sweat or the dirt off your body. It's just that it's an uvda d'chayil. So said Rav Shimon ben Gamliel, in the event that you're really dirty, you don't have to be so worried about the uvda d'chayil. It's going to be okay. Rav Shmuel bar Yehuda, avdale ime migararta de kasper. Rav Shmuel bar Yehuda's mother made for him a special migareres. It was made out of silver. It was very expensive. And it was used for Shabbos. The point is that even though he was using the Migareres on Shabbos, but being that he was using a fancier one, so that in and of itself served as a shinoi, hence it wasn't uvda d'chayil, and that's why it was okay. The Mishnah continued and said, Ein yardin likordima. You're not allowed to go into a kordima on Shabbos. Rashi says Kordima was a certain river. So what's unique about this river? Meaning it sounds like even a person that's allowed to go into a river, but the Nahar Kordima, that's not okay. My time is from Pika, because it was very slippery. And there's a concern that you may fall. If you fall, your clothing are going to get wet. If your clothing are wet, you may do schita. You may wring the water out of the clothing. So as a gzera shema yischait your begadim, the Chachamim said, don't even walk into the kordima. It's just too slippery. Vein oisin apik devizim b'Shabbos. A person is not allowed to cause himself to throw up on Shabbos. Amar Rabbi Bar Chanan Rabbi Yochanan Rabbi Yochanan Rabbi Basam. This is only true if you're going to take some medication. You're going to put something in your mouth that's going to cause you to throw up. Aval biyad. But if you're going to stick your fingers in your mouth, and that's going to cause you to throw up mutter. It's mutter. Tanya, Reb Nechemya Omer. Reb Nechemya said, "Af b'chayil aser mipnei hefsed oichlin." For a person to cause himself to throw up where it's not necessary, that's something you're not allowed to even do during the week. And the reason is because of hefsed oichlin. Rashi says, because what happens is, if you're going to throw your food up, then you're going to be hungry again, and you're going to end up eating more food. So it's a shad the food. So it's an indirect form of Baal Tashchis, and it's for that reason this is something you're not allowed to do even during the week. Meaning, the reason you wouldn't be able to do it on Shabbos is because there's a refuah b'Shabbos component. But Reb Nechemya said, forget about Shabbos. This is something you're never allowed to do because there's a hefsed oichlin. That's something that's never motive. The Mishnah said that after a baby's born, once upon a time there was a custom that the midwife or the doctor would take the limbs of the baby and straighten them out. So the Mishnah says you're not allowed to do it on Shabbos. Amar Rabbi Bar Bar Chana Rabbi Yochanan. So again, Rabbi Bar Bar Chana was mekabel from Rabbi Yochanan. Lefufi anuka b'Shabbos shapardami. You're allowed to swaddle a baby that was born on Shabbos. Freit the Gemara v'anan t'na. We learned in the Mishnah in Ma'atzvin, swaddling the baby was supposed to serve the same purpose as straightening the limbs. So if the Mishnah says it's not okay, so how could Rabbi Yochanan go connect the Mishnah? So the Gemara says, Hasan b'chumrei shedra de mechzik b'nei. Rabbi Yochanan held that to swaddle the baby, to straighten out the limbs is not a problem. The Mishnah was talking about something very specific, where a person wants to straighten and align the vertebrae of the baby. That's mechzik b'nei. Looks a little bit like, but it's not real b'nei, of course, but it's mechzik b'nei, and that's what the Mishnah meant when it said you're not allowed to do it. But everything else is mutter, and that's what Rabbi Yochanan was referring to. The Ein Machzirin Es HaShever. The Mishnah says that if somebody breaks a bone on Shabbos, he's not allowed to set the bone on Shabbos. It's refuah b'Shabbos. It's a problem. And then the Mishnah continued and said, Mishnah Nifrika Yadav Raglay. If somebody dislocates a hand or a foot, Lo Yitrafein Betzoinim. You're not allowed to massage it with cold water. Avol Roichetzu Kedarkei. You're allowed to put it in water. Then this wrap. If the person ends up having a refuah, he's going to have a refuah. So on that note, Amar Rav Chana Bigdasa Amar Shmuel Halacha Machzirin Es HaShever. Even though the Mishnah says Ein Machzirin Es HaShever, however, the halacha is machzirin es hashever. Now, how could Shmuel and Amora go connected a Mishnah? Tap Rashi, Sfiru Leila Shmuel machzirin tnan. Obviously, Shmuel had a different gears in the Mishnah, because the Mishnah says, ein machzirin. And Shmuel is not allowed to go connected a Mishnah. Now, Shmuel's Baal Pluk, the Rav, can be the Eved. Rav was a Tanu Upalik. But Shmuel, of course, wasn't. So, how could Shmuel go connected a Mishnah? Zok Rashi, Shmuel obviously had a different gerisa. Rabbi Bar Barchana, Iklu Lepumpadisa. Rabbi Bar Barchana once came to Pumpadisa. Loi ol lepirkei de Rav Yehuda. Now Rav Yehuda was Rosh Hashiva. He was the Mara Da'asra in Pumpadisa. He was giving shir, and Rabbi Bar Barchana didn't go to Rav Yehuda's shir. And Rav Yehuda was disappointed. He wanted Rabbi Bar Barchana to come. So Shodrei La'ada Dailas, he had a gabai whose name was Ada, and he told him as follows, Omale zil garbe, go take away his beged. Take away his rental, take away his kapalich, take something away. Meaning, I want a little mashkin. Like this, Rabbi Bar Barchana is going to have no choice. He's going to have to come meet me. He's going to have to come to Ishir. So the Gemara says, when Rabbi Bar Barchana came, meaning the plan worked, Asa Ashkechet the Kadarish, he saw Rabbi Yehuda was darshaning, and he said over the Mishnah, Ein machsirin es hashever, that the halacha is that you're not allowed to set a broken bone on Shabbos. Amaleis, Rabbi Bar Barchana told Rabbi Yehuda, Hachi Amar Rav Chana Bigasov Mashmul, I'll tell you what I heard from Shmuel. Shmuel, by the way, was Rabbi Yehuda's own Rebbe. He said, this is what I heard from Shmuel, halacha machsirin es hashever. Wrong gears in the Mishnah. The gears is not Ein machsirin, but like we just said, machsirin, Amaleis. So he told him like this, Ha Chana didon, Vaha Shmuel didon, V'loi Shmieli, I didn't know this. Chana is doch Enef in Unzera, and Rabbi and Shmuel is doch my Rebbe. Certainly Enef in Unzera, and I didn't know this. V'lad Bedina Gabratich, so don't you see now why I took away your beged? Of course I needed you to come. You're a Talmud Chacham, you come to my neighborhood, there may be important halachas that you know that I don't know. So it justified what Rabbi Yehuda did. It seems Rabbi Bar Barchana maybe wasn't so happy about the way the events unfolded. So Shmuel told Rabbi Bar Barchana, I know you were disappointed, but you see it, my kavanah was l'shem shemayim. There was such an important halacha, a girs and a mishnah, machzirin or ein machzirin. It makes a very big difference. So to Gemara, mishin ifrika yadoi. So the last halacha of the mishnah was, as we mentioned, that if somebody dislocates his hand or his foot, so you now let him massage it with a cold mashka, but if you want to bathe it, that's okay. The im nisrapa nisrapa. Rav Avya, Haba Yosef, Kameda Rav Yosef. Rav Avya was one sitting in front of Rav Yosef. Shan Yile Yodi, and as he was sitting in front of Rav Yosef, he dislocated his hand. Amalei, so Rav Avya turns to Rav Yosef, and he wanted to know if he can do some form of therapy to fix his problem. So he said, Hachi Mai, is this okay? So he told him, Aser. The Hachi Mai, and then what about this? Amalei Aser. Now he didn't do it, because right, you don't do it and then ask if it's Mutter or Aser. But he was like motioning the modality, the type of therapy, massage that he was going to perform. And he was asking Rabbi Yosef, is this okay? And everything he showed Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yosef said, is Aser. Ado Hachi Et Bechiyadeh, as this was all happening, he ended up having a refuah shalema. Amalei. They say, Rabbi Yosef turned to him and he said, Maiti Bailach, I don't even understand what the question was. Why do you think you can heal it? The Mishnah says you're not allowed to do anything. The Mishnah says you can't massage it. So you see, you're not allowed a dislocated bone is not toich Shabbos. There's a halacha called refuah b'Shabbos, which is aser, and maybe there's some exceptions. It's not one of them. So don't you know the Mishnah? Amalei, Rav Avi told Rav Yosef, no, Amalei. Now, v'loy t'nan ein machzir es hashever. Doesn't the Mishnah also say ein machzir es hashever? Meaning, you want to know why I wasn't so secure about what it says in the Mishnah? Because the Mishnah also says that if you break your bone, you're not allowed to put it back in place. V'amar Rav Chana big desa mashmul halacha machzir es hashever. That was the wrong gersa. It wasn't supposed to be a machzir, it's supposed to be machzir. So once that line of the Mishnah was wrong, so I thought maybe this line of the Mishnah is also not okay. The whole Mishnah, I thought maybe it was a grais. So I was afraid. Yeah, ordinarily it's a Mishnah. Rav Avi told Rav Yosef, I'm not questioning a Mishnah. And I know the Mishnah. But I know the Mishnah said two halachas in one breath. It said that if you break your bone, a machzirim. And then it said that if you dislocate your bone, you're not allowed to massage it. You can't do some therapy to put it back in place. So if the a machzirim is really machzirim, then maybe this halacha is also not good. So the Gemara says, Amalei, Rav Yosef told Rav Avia, that's not a reasonable argument, because kula b'chadam mechita machtinu hecha de itma hitmar hecha de la yitmar mehecha tesi. Just because we found out that there was one line in this Mishnah that maybe was a mistake, that doesn't mean that the whole Mishnah is a mistake. So at the end of the day, Rav Yosef told Rav Avi, you just asked me a question that's really a mefurisha Mishnah, you shouldn't have. For sure, as it relates to the halacha l'maisa, the things that you would like to do, you're not allowed to do. Hadran halach chavis. Next Mishnah. Now, the backdrop of this next Mishnah, and really the perek, which we're going to get into, are the halachos of mekach u'memkar b'Shabbos. So you're not allowed to do business on Shabbos. It's not asa m'deiraisa, meaning it's not one of the lametes malachos. It's not shvisas behema. It's not techumen. Pashit, it's asur because it says in the Torah, V'daber davar, shlo yehi diburach b'shabbos ki diburach b'chol, mimtsoi chevtzecha, chafotzecha asur, chevtzei shamayim mutarim. So it falls into the category of divrei kabbalah, falls into the halachis that I learned out from Sefer Yeshaya, but the point is, you're not allowed to do business on Shabbos. So with that backdrop, mekachu memkar is also b'shabbos, as in the Mishnah, that even though you're not allowed to buy something on Shabbos, you're not allowed to sell something on Shabbos, but you're allowed to borrow something on Shabbos. Shoyel, Adam Mechaver, the name of the parak, incidentally, is Parak Shoyel. Not to be confused with the eighth parak in Masechtas Bava Metzia, which is Parak HaShoyel. But either way, Shoyel Adam Mechaver, a person is allowed to borrow from his friend Kadei Yadin, the Kadei Shem, and jugs of wine and jugs of oil. You're allowed. There's no issur to do She'ela on Shabbos. Even though Mechachon Hem Gazasar, She'ela's Mota Ubavad. However, Shaloyoy Meloy Halveni. You can't say Halveni, meaning you could say Hashileni. You can use a lashon of she'ela, but you can't say halveni. You're not allowed to use a lashon of halva. We'll see in the Gemara what this all means. V'cheinu isha michaverta, so to a woman if she wants to borrow from her neighbor, from her friend, kikara is bread, that's also okay. As long as it's she'ela and not halva, that's not a problem. What happens if somebody wants to borrow something from you on Shabbos, but you don't trust the person? Meaning, it's Shabbos, you can't write a contract, so you can't do this in the proper way. You want to give him what he wants, but at the same time, there's a trust issue. So, maniach talisayat. So, you're allowed to take his talis. And you make a chesh with him after Shabbos. Even that's okay. Meaning, it's okay to do the sheva, and you can even take some form of a mashkin. And this is something that used to play itself out. Erev Pesach, in Yerushalayim Yerakodesh, Cholias B'Shabbos, when Erev Pesach fell on Shabbos, and on Erev Pesach, you used to bring the carbon Pesach. Now, to bring a carbon Pesach, you have to own a shepsula. What if you don't own a sheep? So obviously you can't bring the carbon Pesach. So what they used to do is if a person accidentally forgot to buy a sheep before Shabbos, he would go to someone that sold sheep, maniach talisa yatzloi, v'noiteles pischoi, v'yisim haychesh malachra yontiv. And after yontiv, he would make with him a cheshman. Either way, the Mishnah said that even though mekachu memkar on Shabbos and yontiv is a problem, but shayol adam echaveri kadi yadim yayim v'kadi shemen, but the fine print, u'bilvad shalo yoyim eloi halveni. You have to be careful that you don't use the word halveni. So hashileni is okay. Halveni is not okay. Amalei Rava Bar Rav Chanan Abayo. So Rava Bar Rav Chanan asked Abayo, Maishna hashileni, Maishna halveni. What's the difference? I mean, they both seem to be the same thing. Amalei told him like this: hashileni leyasi lemichtav. If the lashon that was used is hashileni, there's no concern that you're going to end up writing a contract. Halveni asi lemichtav. But if you say halveni, then I'm a little bit concerned that you may end up writing a contract. To be a shoyel means to borrow something or to lend something. Halva, there's a loiv and a malva. There's a borrower and a lender. In English, they translate as the same. But in Lashon HaKodesh, they're not the same thing. There's a difference between she'ela and there's a difference between halva. Incidentally, there's major nafkaminas and halacha between she'ela and halva. What's the difference? She'ela is where I give you something and you're going to give that thing back to me. So you borrow my car. So obviously, you're not going to take my car, sell it, and give me back a new one. You're going to return my car. If I lend you a jacket, so you're going to wear the jacket and then you're going to give it back to me. When you do a halva, what you're going to do is you're going to take the item, you're going to spend it, but you have an IOU. You have an obligation, you have a responsibility to make sure that you replace it at a certain time. She'ela means to lend as if I'll just let you use something that's mine. That's the shoyel of the Dalit Shoyimrim. That's the shoyel of Perek HaShoyel. And that is what's usually referred to as she'ela. Halva is where I give you something, you're going to spend it, you're going to use it, you're going to enjoy it, but there's a responsibility, there's an obligation on the other end. It's a chayiv. You're now a bal chayiv, you're a loiva, I'm a malva, you're going to give it back to me. The most prominent nafkamina is in the world of ribbis. There's no ribbis on she'ela. There's ribbis on halva. So if I'm malva something, I lend you $1,000, you can't give me back $1,100. But if I give you an item of mine to borrow, and when you return it to me, it was worth more, there's no halacha of ribbis. Ribbis is on a halva. Ribbis is not on a she'ela. So from a pure understanding what she'ela is and what halva is, they're very, very different. She'ela is when you're going to return the item. Halva is milva lahitzanin. Another nafkamin is, if you're a she'ela, you don't own the item. You chayev an oinsin, kol hanosh, shaloi chazal said, but it's not you can't be makadish and isha with something that you were shoyel. But if you borrowed money from someone, you can use that money now to be makadish and isha, it's your money. You just have a chayev that's affiliated with that loan. But as it relates to the money that you got, that's yours 100%. So fundamentally, there's a tremendous difference between She'elo and there's a tremendous difference between Ava. But in our Mishnah, it's more semantics. Over here, you're just taking Kadeh Yayin, the Kadeh Shemen, and the Mishnah says that to say Hashileini is mutter, to say Halveini is not mutter. And the reason there's a nuance is not so much in terms of what the word means, but in terms of what it looks like you're doing. Because if you say Hashileini, being that the word is usually a word of She'elah, so it looks like you're borrowing it and you're going to give it right back. Halveini, Stam Halva is Lamed Yoyim, loans often take a long period of time before they're repaid. And as a result, Hashileini is a Zman Kotze, there's less of a concern that you're going to go ahead and you're going to write this down. But Halveini, which is usually the Zman Merubah, did is a Gezer of Asi L'michtav. So the Mishnah says, you want to do this She'ela, Kadi Yayin, Kadi Shemin on Shabbos. So if you're going to say Halveini, so now you're talking the Sprach of Halva, that's already Zman Merubah, so the Chazal were worried, it was a Gezer of Asi L'michtav. But when it comes to Hashileini, it's not going to be a problem. But the Gemara says, I don't understand. At the end of the day, people sometimes do halvois and they say the word hashileini. So it sounds like from the way the Gemara is explaining the Mishnah, I can do a halva on Shabbos as long as I say hashileini. Doesn't make sense. At the end of the day, if it's a halva, just because I said hashileini, so that's a reason that I should be able to do the halva. So what are you going to say? Because you said hashileini. But people often use the word she'ela to describe halva. So if there's a gezeira of you may come to Duxiva, why aren't you worried? So where it says, B'Shabbos, kiven that Hashileini, hu d'shar l'rabban, al b'ri l'shar l'lay, because being that on Shabbos, we're telling you, you have to say Hashileini. If you say Alveini, it's not going to be okay. Minkar Milsa, he does a legitimate hacker, v'l'asi l'michtav, enough of a hacker. The fact that you know it's okay, but if you say Hashileini, so you know you're not going to be able to say Alveini. You're going to end up saying, this person wants to do the right thing. We're talking about Yidin, the Upkehitin, they want to do the right thing. But still the Chachamim said, don't just get involved in Halvois on Shabbos, because you may come to do Ksiva. But if you tell the person you have to say Hashileini, so now you just imposed a hacker. Once he's a hacker, he knows not to come to the Gzeira. He knows not to come to do Ksiva, and it's for that reason it's going to be okay. Amale Rava bar Rav Chanan la'abaye. Mechti. Amale Rabbanon. The Rabbanon said, call me the Yontif, kamadav shalushnuyim meshanin. Whenever it comes to Yontif, you're supposed to make shinur. Meaning, even things that you're allowed to do on Yontif, even Dvarim HaMutarim, but you do it with a shinoi. So Rava bar Rav Chanan asked Abaya, if that's the case, Hani Noshi, women, the Malyan Chatzvayu Maya, they take pails of water and they fill it up with water and they bring it home. Again, you know, it's Yontif, so there's no problem with Aitzah. Anyways, but my time, Aloy Mashanin, why don't we require them to do a little bit of a Shinut? Now, first things first, why are we talking about this right now? We're just getting into She'ela and Hava, a little bit of Lomdis. We're talking about Mitzvah Chavtzah of Adabedav, Rebekah Chamemke B'Shabbos, and we're digressing to women filling up pails with water on Yontif and doing it with a shina and not doing it with a shina. So Pasha Pshat is because the Gemara began Amalei Rava Bar Rav Chanan La'abaye. This is also Amalei Rava Bar Rav Chanan La'abaye. And we're about to see the Gemara is going to bring a lot of exchanges that Rava Bar Rav Chanan had together with Abaya. And the Gemara digresses often and digresses from its digression. Right? The Gemara likes making tushtals. So this is a tushtal. Oh, you mentioned something that Rava Bar Rav Chanan asked Abaya. A little bit of raid. I'll tell you something else that Rava Bar Rav Chanan once asked Abaya. But either that was the question that is an idea on Yontif kama de efshel l'shenuyei mishanina. So the question is, how come over here we don't say the same thing kama de efshel l'shenuyei? The truth, where do you find this halacha kama de efshel l'shenuyei mishanina? So we had earlier in the Masechta regarding achol l'sheish by sakana on Shabbos, where even though you're allowed to be mechal Shabbos, but kama de efshel l'shenuyei mishanina. We spoke about it maybe in the context of milah on Shabbos, kama de efshel l'shenuyei mishanina. Is milah b'Shabbos hutra or is it tachuya? Where do you find it on Yontif? So Rashi says it's a Mishnah Masechta's beya. The minin hamevi kadi yayin. If somebody is transporting jugs of wine on Yontif, you shouldn't transport it in the regular way. Meaning, again, you're not doing a malacha, but you're working. It's tircha, it's uvda dechayel. So if you're doing something that involves excessive energy, make a hecker that it's not Tuesday. Make it look like Yontif. So this was the question, how come we don't regulate the way women fill up water from the wells on Shabbos? So the Gemara says, Abaya told Rav Bar Rav Chanan, Mishun Delo Yefshe, because think about it practically, work it out. What should we do? Should we tell them that a woman that usually uses a big pail, instead she should make sure she uses a small pail? I don't think that's a good thing. She's going to end up having to make more trips. So why is that better? Should we tell a woman that usually fills up with smaller pails to use bigger pails? So it's going to be less trips, but come after the masoy. Each pail is going to end up being heavier. Nifra sudra, should we tell her that maybe we should take a sudr and you should put it on top? Maybe that should be the hacker. Also, lidei schita. Maybe it's going to get wet. It's going to absorb. It's going to get wet. It's on top of water. And you're going to end up going and doing schita. Nechaseh bin nachtema. Maybe you should put a lid on top of the pail. Zimden the mifsik. The lid is going to be attached with a string. What if the string detaches? Also the mikdereh. You're going to do kosher. Ulkuchla. Yavshah. I don't have a good workaround. Meaning, Abaye said, I'm open to suggestions. If you have a good way to do this, adarabu. It's a solid point. But at the end of the day, practically speaking, I'm not sure how to enforce this and how to apply it. So as a result, we don't. Nothing Rav Chana asked Abaye. Time we learn to the Mishnah. This next Gemara is a classic. Like Misafkin, it's a Mishnah. In Mesechtes Beyah, you're not allowed to clap on Shabbos. Velo Metapkin, you're not allowed to beat your chest on Shabbos. Velo Miraktin, you're not allowed to dance on, not on Shabbos, Beyontif. Veko Chazina, the Avdin. You find that people do this. Velo Yamadu, Velo Midi. This was his question. He asked them these interesting existential questions. So how come no one's meichel? You find a whole kehil of people, they go connected what the Rabbanon said, and nobody makes an achah. So Abaye told him back, let me ask you a question. Hold on, Malay Rava. Rava said, so the Messiah Sasha says, Tzorech Lema Rabba. Rabba said, L'leisif inish apuma de lechaya, dilma meganda leche. If it's vasil asuya, we've seen this earlier in the Masechta. The person's not allowed to sit too close to a lechi. Because there's a concern that he may be holding something, the thing is going to fall out of his hand, he's going to go carry it, and he's going to be on the wrong side of the Erev, right? Sometimes you miss the Erev. You could be on the wrong side of the Lechi, and you're going to end up carrying. People do it, and nobody says anything. Elos, Abaye said, you know what the Teretz is? Hanach li Yisrael. Was the Yidden Leben. Mutaf sheyu shoygigin v'alyeh mazidim. Sometimes there's a principle that says that even though you're supposed to be Meicha, but maybe don't be Meicha. Let them be Shoigig, not them be Mezin. And that's the answer to your question. Because if we would go ahead and we would tell them to stop clapping and to stop dancing, they wouldn't listen. So, you know, and then they would be amazed. So let's better not tell them. There'll be a Shoigig. Mutiv yu Shoigig v'am yu. So the Gemara says, Sovra mina. Re'av bar Rav Chana, when he heard what Abaye said, he assumed halim mili b'derabbanon. We're dealing with all the Rabbanons over here. Avo b'dayraisa loy. But when it comes to dayraisa, you don't say mutiv. If you see a person being over this, he's eating a vela. Mutiv shiu Shoigig v'al yu mazin. But the Gemara says, v'loyhi. How do I know? Because being moisif mina choil ala kodesh on Yom Kippur is a dayraisa. There's a mitzvah that say dayraisa to extend Yom Kippur, both b'knisasai and b'yitziasai. So Yom Kippur is like any other yontif, like any other day. It starts seisak echovin bein hashmashe shkias acham, and it goes until the next day. But there's an idea to be moisif michoil ala kodesh. So and Taisya Mikipurim is a din dayraisa. V'kachazina ludeka achli v'shasa. And you see people eat and drink achatechsha, literally until it gets dark. V'layamrinu v'laymid. You don't say anything. Must be because mutav shiyu shayin v'ayu mazidim. And that's already a din dayraisa. So you see that even when it comes to din dayraisa, you have this rule, this principle of mutav shiyu shayin v'ayu mazidim. Either way, the Mishnah continued and said v'chein isha michaverta kikores. A woman is allowed to borrow loaves of bread from her neighbor on Shabbos. Look, the Gemara. Or it's not allowed to. Or you have to be careful. Meaning, you have to treat it like a regular Sheva, so you have to say Hashileni, you're not allowed to say Halveni, right to Gemara. I don't understand. But Shabbos Huda Asa, Vachol Shapadami, meaning there's nothing wrong with borrowing bread from your neighbor. Right? What would be the big deal? It's Shabbos, then you run into issues. But otherwise, it's certainly okay. Does that mean that our Mishnah is not like Hillel? Now we learned in the Mishnah, V'chein hoya Hillel Oymer. This is in Perek Ezehu Neshech. Hillel used to say, Leitalvi Isha Kikil Chaverto, a woman is not allowed to lend a kikar, a loaf of bread to her neighbor, unless they figure out exactly how much the loaf of bread is worth. Why? Because there's a gzera that the wheat may go up in value. So I gave you a loaf of bread that was $3, and you returned it when it was $4. What changed? The commodity went up in value. The wheat went up. So there's a real ribbis problem over here. So what do you mean? The Mishnah is talking about getting involved. It sounds like this is something that's always problematic. This is something that should be an issue even during the week. The Mishnah says, no. This Mishnah has nothing to do with Hillel. I feel like Hillel, Habas with the kids, Dhamma. This Mishnah was talking about a place where Hillel's concern wouldn't have been a concern. Hillel was talking about a place where the price of a loaf of bread fluctuated. So sometimes it was more, sometimes it was less, depending on what the price of wheat was. But there were places where a loaf of bread was a fixed dollar amount. It didn't matter how much the wheat was. So at the end of the day, a loaf of bread is a loaf of bread is a loaf of bread. So if I lend it to you and you give it back to me, you're never going to run into a ribbis problem. The Mishnah says that in the event that you don't trust this person, right? Somebody comes to you, it's Shabbos, it's Yontif, he wants Kadayayin, Kadayshemen, a woman, she wants a kikar, it's Erev Pesach in Yerushalayim, somebody needs a sheep to be able to bring the carbon Pesach. So the halacha is, the Sheila itself is okay. You have to say Hashileni, you're not allowed to say Halveni, obviously you're not allowed to write up a contract, and if the person doesn't try, you're even allowed to take a mashkin. Zokta Gemara Itmar Halvas Yontif, as it relates to Halvas Yontif, not Hitzos Yontif, but Halvas Yontif. These loans that our Mishnah is talking about, where somebody made a loan on Yontif. So is this loan enforceable or not? Rabbi Yosef Amar Loi Nitna L'Tava. You can't be Teveid in Bezin. But Rabbi Amar Nitna L'Tava, you're allowed to be Teveid in Bezin. Rabbi Yosef Amar Loi Nitna L'Tava, you can't be Teveid in Bezin. Amar Nitna L'Tava, Asu L'Michtav. If once Bezdin is going to get involved in a loan like this, you're going to take the loan much more seriously. The next thing you know, you're going to write up a contract. And therefore, what we say is that these loans, even though they're mutter, we wouldn't allow you to do it if it wasn't mutter. But at the same time, because of Exer of Asi L'Michtav, the Chachamim said that it's loy nitno litava. Rabba ma nitno litava. Rabba says, no, you could be teved. Yeah, I'm loy nitno. Because if you're going to tell me that you can't write it up, or you can't be teved, lo yavle, no one's going to ever lend. Va'asilim nuyim esim chaziantiv. You end up being my ney esim chaziantiv. So Rav Yosef was more sensitive to the gzera of Asila Michtav, and Rabba was more sensitive to the fact that people may lose out on their Simchas Yontif. Either way, a machloik is between Rabba and Rav Yosef. Let's say you give somebody, you do a she'elo, like the Mishnah said, and you don't trust the person. So you can leave your talis, you can take a mashkin. If you can't be teveya this long, then I understand the Mishnah. You have a problem here. You really, this is a loan that you're never going to be able to be teveya. You can't write up a contract, so you take the talis. That's your only hope of getting it back if the person's it's not erlich. Eli, I'm in litava. But if you're going to tell me a loan like this, you can be teveya anyways. I'm in that's loy. Then what's the problem? Litain leiv litve. You'll take him to the entire. You'll take him to court. You'll summons him to court, and you'll deal with it over there. So the Gemara says, no, it's not a taina leibina. Leikim bedina vedina. No one's interested in going to court. You're interested in hiring lawyers and dealing with litigation. At the end of the day, you want it. This person wants a sheep. I'll give you my sheep, but I want something in return. Doesn't mean I can't be teveya and din. I know I could be teveya and din, but I'm just not interested in dealing with it. Masiv Rav Idi Barabin. Rav Idi Barabin asked a kasha on Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef, who said that Halvas Yontif is loy nitna litova bebezdin because of Gzera that you may come to write it up. And he asked a kasha from a Mishnah in Mesechta Shvias. Hashoichet as a parah. Somebody shechts a parah v'chilka b'Rosh Hashanah. So you shechted the parah and you divided the parah on Rosh Hashanah. So we spoke about Shechita b'Rosh Hashanah not long ago. We spoke at a tshuva from Rabbi Yehuda Asad, who said that even though you're allowed to do Shechita on Yontif because it's a Melechas HaKol Nefesh, but you shouldn't do it because Rosh Hashanah is a day that Yidden want rachamim. And kol ha-merachim ala brius merachim in olam in ha-shamayim, and you shouldn't even cause sar bali chayim on Rosh Hashanah. Sifrei chayim v'sifrei meisim psuchim lefanecha, it's a time to be merachim ala brius. But of course, halachically, you're allowed to do it. So somebody shechted a parah, and he divvied up the parah on Rosh Hashanah. And this Rosh Hashanah was the year following a Shemitah year. So Shemitah is every 7 years. It ends Erev Rosh Hashanah. So Rosh Hashanah is the first day of the following Shemitah, meaning on Rosh Hashanah it's already not Shemitah anymore. In Hayu Chodesh Me'ubar, if the previous month, Elul, was a Chodesh Me'ubar, it was a full month, it had 30 days, Meshameh, then the halacha is that this loan is not going to be a loan, it's going to be cancelled. I mean, Shemitah is going to cancel the loan. The Imlav, if however it was a 29-day month, then the halacha is Eina Meshamit, it's not going to be cancelled the loan. So what's this halacha? So we know that Shemitah involves two halachas, the Shemitah's Karka and the Shemitah's Ksofim. Shemitah's Karka means you're not allowed to do work in the land. What is Shemitah's Ksofim? Shemitah's Ksofim is that if there's an outstanding loan, once Shemitah comes, Shemitah cancels the loans. One of the differences between Shemitah's Karka and Shemitah's Ksofim, Shemitah's Karka happens at the beginning of Shemitah. Shemitah's Ksofim happens at the end of Shemitah. What happened over here was somebody bought a parah and he made up with a bunch of chevra that together, I'll lay out the money, I'll shech the animal, and everyone's going to get a chelik of it, but you're going to have to pay me back. This all happened on Rosh Hashanah. The question is Rosh Hashanah the last day of Shemitah? Or is it the first day of the following year? If it's the last day of Shemitah, that means there was a loan that happened, but it happened the last day of Shemitah. As soon as the sun sets that night, the loan is done. So then you're out of business. I don't owe you anything. If it's the first day of the new year, so Gemara says it depends. If it was a Chodesh Mu'ubar, if the Chodesh was a full month, so that means that Rosh Chodesh, that means Rosh Hashanah is really the last day of Elul. If it's the last day of Elul, it's still Shemitah. That means this whole loan all took place on Shemitah Meshamet. So I don't owe you anything. The Ilav, if however, Elul was only 29 days, which means Rosh Hashanah is now the first day of the following year, so that ain't a Meshamet, because then it's not Shemitah. What's the Gemara's Kasha? This loan happened on Yontif. It's Halvaas Yontif. Rabbi Yosef holds that Halvaas Yontif is Nishkain loan. So it's like Nitin Olitava. So Nitin Olitava, my Meshamet. So what are you telling me it's Meshamet? At the end of the day, it happened on Yontif. So why are you telling me that if Elul was a full month, it was 30 days, so it's Meshamet? It's not Meshamet. It wasn't a real loan. So why are we even having this conversation? So the Gemara says, no, Shani Hasan, the Gloy Milsa, the Chayvo, Mamanavshah. If you're looking at Rosh Hashanah as being the 30th day of Elul, then it's really not Yontif. Right? Shana is 2 days. Yom Arichto. Then that means this first day is really not Yontif. If it's not Yontif, that's why it's the last day of the previous Shemitah cycle, then it's not Avas Yontif. It's not Avas Yontif. So then it is Nitin Litova. That's why you have to come on to the fact that it's Meshabit. But the Gemara says, I hear from the Reisha, maybe it's not a Kasha, but Toshma Mi Seifa. Im Lav, it said in the Seifa, that if Elul was 29 days, it wasn't 30 days in a Meshabit. Because then the first day of Rosh Hashanah is the first day of the following year. If it's the first day of the following year, it didn't happen during Shemitah. Now, this is for sure Yontif. Because now, Elul, we said, was 29 days. It's for sure Yontif today. It's the Yom HaGadol. It's the Yom HaDin. Bishleima, if Alvaz Yontif is Nitin Litava, I understand why we have to say Enim Meshamed. It's not Meshamed, meaning it's a legitimate loan. Eli Yamad, it's not Litava, I'm Enim Meshamed. What do you mean? It's not even a loan. So the Gemara says, you're right. Really, it's not a loan. Really, Rabbi Yosef will tell you that Mishnah Shvias is not a real loan. Meshamed, Enim Meshamed, it's not real. It klapish maya galya. It's not a real loan. So why then is the Mishnah talking about it? It is Meshamet. It's not Meshamet. What it means is the iyav leishakel. What the Mishnah is coming to say is ain't a Meshamet, that if you want to take the money, you can take the money. Meaning if the loiver comes and he returns the money to you, being that it happened on the first day of the new cycle, of the new machzer, it wasn't Shemitah. The loan was never canceled, quote unquote. So as a result, you're allowed to take it. But the truth is, it's we're not really dealing in the world of Shemitah's Ksafim because it wasn't a real loan. But the Gemara said, "V'chal d'reisha yoav lo yishakel." So if Meshamet in the if any Meshamet in the Sefer means you can take the money, then Meshamet in the Reisha means you're not allowed to take the money. Freit the Gemara, it's not true. If somebody comes to you and he says, "I borrowed money from you, Shemitah happened, I didn't have the money at the time, here's the money," you're allowed to take it. So how could you tell me any Meshamet means you're allowed to take it? That would imply that Meshamet means you're not allowed to take it, and that's not emes. So the Gemara says there's still a difference because Reisha tzorich lememar le Meshamet ani. Sefer lo tzorich lememar le Meshamet ani. There's a difference. Do I have to tell you? Do I have to fight back? Do I have to say I don't want it, but I'll take it anyways, or do I not have to say it? And this is a Mishnah. If somebody returns a chayv on Shmiyas, then he should say Meshavet. Let's say the person says, "I hear, thank you, but I want you to take it anyways." You should take it. So that's where Chavsa Nav Kamina. You're right. The loan is not a real loan according to Rabbi Yosef, because according to Rabbi Yosef, Yontif is not a real lava. Where Chavsa Nav Kamina is simply, do you have to say Meshavetani? Not say Meshavetani. That's what that was negeya over there. But again, it's not Klape Shmaya, a real loan, and the laws of Shemitah don't really apply. The Gemara, so again, we're discussing loans that are made on Yontif. So it's a big Kiddush. The Mishnah says you're allowed to make a loan on Yontif. Shoyel, that's the name of the Perek. And the Mishnah talks about Shoyel, the Kadeyayin, the Kadeshemen. Obviously, you can't write a contract. You could take a Mashkin. You have to say Hashileni, don't say Halveni, because Halveni is a Gzeira. You may come to do Ksiva. Machloik is Rabban, Rabbi Yosef. Is the loan a loan or is it not a loan? Rabbi Yosef says it's not a loan. Meaning it's not enforceable in Bezdin. Rabbi said, no, we do enforce it in Bezdin. What's the bottom line? So the Gemara brings two Meiser Ravs. Rav Avi Shokol Mashkoin. Rav Avi would do this sometimes. He would lend people things on Yontif, and he would take a collateral, like the Mishnah said. Rabbi Bar Ula, Rabbi the son of Ula, he didn't want to take collateral on Yontif. But Mara Marumis, he would give the person what he wanted, and then after Yontif, he would figure out a way to get something. And he would even use a harama, a wink-wink, to get something from it. But on Yontif itself, he was sensitive. On Yontif itself, he wouldn't take a mashkin.